早晨还是可以和弟兄姐妹啊祝贺新年好。
This morning, still, I want to say, Happy New Year.
我们感谢主给我们有这新的一年新的机会。
I thank the Lord that He has given us a new opportunity.
刚弟兄告诉我们，这首诗歌是我们都非常熟悉的。
Just as our brother had shared with us, this hymn that we just sang is very familiar to us.
大家还记不记得诗歌最后一段说到了什么？
Do you remember what the last part said?
他说到基督成为我们的世界。
That now Christ is our entire world.
然后呢？
And then,
我们全心诚爱。
All our heart is love.
盼望在这新的一年里头，这实在是我们所追求的目标。
We hope that this would be our pursuit this entire year.
这首诗歌也告诉我们从哪里开始。
And this hymn also tells us where it begins.
他说乃是主耶稣全圣的爱。
It is Jesus, His all-victorious love.
浇灌在我们心里。
It is poured out, shed into our souls.
叫我们能够生根于神。
So that we can be rooted and fixed in God.
所以早晨我的负担就在这点上。
So this is the main focus of my burden this morning.
我们如何能够往下扎根？
How can we be rooted?
我们能够向上结果？
And bear fruit upward.
能够叫基督真成为我们的世界？
So that Christ can truly become our world.
叫我们的全心能够成爱？
So that all our heart may be love.
我们这知道这不是我们所能做的。
We know that this is not something we can accomplish.
乃是神的灵方能够成就这样的事。
But God's Spirit is able to do this.
我们先有一点祷告。
Shall we pray first?
主，我们感谢你把这新的恩典、新的机会赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this new grace and new opportunity.
主，愿我们趁着还有今日，我们仍然能够彼此的相劝。
That while there is still today, that we may mutually encourage one another.
主，叫我们真是能够忘记背后，努力面前。
That we may truly forget what lies behind and press on forward.
主，叫我们早晨还能够靠着你的恩典。
And this morning, once again, according to your grace.
能够靠着你的圣灵。
According to your Holy Spirit.
主，在我们中间来成就你所要成就的事。
Lord, do accomplish that which you, what concerns you among us.
我们仰望你在我们中间来向我们说话。
We look to you that you would speak.
愿你的心意得着成就。
May your heart's desire, your will be accomplished.
好叫颂赞荣耀都归给你。
So that all glory and praises may be given to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' most victorious name, Amen.
我们先来读几处的圣经。
Shall we read some passages of Scripture first?
请我们打开圣经，翻到新约约翰福音第十五章。
Shall we first turn to the New Testament, the Gospel according to John, chapter 15?
这段圣经我们很熟，那我想我们今天早晨我们就只读第十五章第八节。
This chapter we're all very familiar, so let's just read verse 8 of chapter 15.
这段是主耶稣对门徒所说的话。
This is what the Lord Jesus spoke to the disciples.
约翰福音十五章第八节，主说，你们多结果子。我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
John 15:8, My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
请我们再翻到旧约圣经的以赛亚书。
Shall we turn to the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah?
以赛亚书第三十七章。
Isaiah 37.
我们读三十一、三十二两节。
We'll read verses 31 and 32.
以赛亚书三十七章。三十一、三十二两节，犹大家所逃脱余剩的，仍要往下扎根，向上结果，必有余剩的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Isaiah 37, 31 and 32. The surviving remnant of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward.For out of Jerusalem will go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
请我们再翻到诗篇。
Shall we turn to the book of Psalms?
诗篇第一篇。
Psalm chapter 1.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹都会背这一段这一篇诗篇。
I believe many of us can memorize this chapter, this psalm.
诗篇第一篇我们读第二、第三两节。
We'll read verse 2 and 3 of chapter 1.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
好，我们最后再读一处。圣经是在以弗所书。
And lastly, we'll turn to the book of Ephesians.
在新约圣经的以弗所书。
The book of Ephesians in the New Testament.
我们读第三章。
We'll read chapter 3.
我们要从第十六节读到第二十一节。
We'll read verses 16 to 21.
以弗所书第三章第十六节。求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能照运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
我们知道上一周休斯顿有几天很冷的时间。
We know that last week here in Houston there were a few days that were very cold.
就我们后院就有一些植物就死掉了。
And so there was some vegetation in my backyard that had died.
就冻死了。
And they froze.
其中我就注意到我们家后院有一棵树。
And I paid attention, there is a particular tree in my backyard.
现在很小。
It's very small right now.
可这一棵柠檬树呢，这次没有冻死。
But this lemon tree, this time around, it did not freeze to death.
这棵树本来不是这么小的。
And originally, this tree wasn't this small.
本来大概有这栋楼这么大。
It used to be as tall as this building.
非常枝叶很多的一棵柠檬树。
And it had a lot of foliage.
我们刚搬进去的时候呢，享受了两年那个果实累累的柠檬。
And so for the first 2 years when we moved in, we enjoyed of all the abundant fruit that it had.
有些弟兄姐妹他们也尝到这个果实的滋味。
And many of the brothers and sisters also tasted of the goodness of the
fruit. 可在三年前休斯顿有几天非常冷。
But 3 years ago, there were also a period of a few days where it was very cold.
就这棵原本结实累累的柠檬树就死了。
And so this lemon tree that originally bore a lot of fruit, it had died.
死了两年。
It died for 2 years.
我没有把它挖走。
And I did not uproot it.
就去年呢，就去年春天呢，它就开始长出一只很细的枝叶。
But last spring, it started to have a very tender shoot come out from it.
哎呀，我就发现说这个柠檬树它没有完全的死。
So I realized that this lemon tree did not completely die.
根的里头还有点生命。
In its root, there was still a little bit of life.
居然过了两年就长出一只枝叶来。
And after 2 years, it still had a shoot come out from it.
现在已经长了这么高了。
And now it has grown to this height.
不晓得会不会过几年我们又可以享受这个柠檬果实。
Perhaps in a few years, we can enjoy of its lemon fruit again.
所以我们看见一棵树它之所以能够结果实。
And so we see that for a tree to, in order to bear fruit,
那是因为它扎根在地里头。
It must have roots that are downward.
在它根里头有那个生命。
In its roots, it must have life.
它就会能够向上成长。
And then it can grow upward.
最后就能够向上结出果实。
And then it is able to bear fruit.
我们基督徒的生活也是一个结果实的生活。
Our Christian life is the same. It is a life that bears fruit.
在约翰福音十五章，主说：“你们多结果实，我父就因此得荣耀。”
In John 15, it says that my Father is glorified by this, that you would bear much fruit.
我相信我们每个基督徒都盼望能够多结果子。
I believe that as Christians, we all desire to bear much fruit.
来荣耀我们的神。
In order to glorify our God.
我相信这也是我们每个蒙恩基督徒在地上我们最大生活的一个最大的目标。
And for Christians, this is our greatest goal.
因为 因为我们主自己就是我们一个最好的榜样。
And we know that our Lord is the greatest example for us.
我们知道主在地上的三十多年的生活里头。
In our Lord's 30-some years of life.
他就是一个多结果实的生活。
He lived a life that bore much fruit.
我们知道当主在他上十字架之前。
Our Lord, before he went up on the cross.
在约翰福音那里记载了主有一段很长的祷告。
We know that in John, it records a very long prayer that he prayed.
他向父神说，我在地上已经荣耀了你。
And he said, I have already glorified you on the earth.
你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
Having accomplished the work which you have given me to do.
所以我们看见主在地上他的一生有一个明确的目标。
So we know that for all his life, our Lord, he had a very clear goal.
他就是要成全父所交托给他的。
That is that he was to accomplish that which the Father had, had sent him to do.
他就是盼望在他一生的生活当中他能够叫父得着荣耀。
He desired that in all his life, the Father would receive the glory.
因此我们看见主的一生在地上是多结果实的一生。
So we see that our Lord, in all his life, he had abundant fruit.
使徒保罗也是如此。
It is the same with Apostle Paul.
在哥林多后书，保罗告诉我们，他立的志向，无论是生是死。
And in 2 Corinthians, he says that he has this purpose, whether in life or in death.
他总要得主的喜悦。
That he strives to please God.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们一生当中没有一件事情比这件事情更加的荣耀，更加的尊贵。
Brothers and sisters, in all our life, there is nothing more precious nor more valuable than this.
当我们早晨在主的面前擘饼
And so as we come and break bread before the Lord
我们在主面前因着主的爱我们都有这样一个感觉
When we sense his love, we have this response
因为我们实在是再一次想到我们原本是一般死在罪恶过犯中的人
We once again remember that we are people who are dead in our sins and transgressions
我们原本是与神是无份无关的人
Originally, we had no part of God
我们是与神为仇为敌的人
We were his enemies
是因着我们的罪主被钉在十字架上。
It is because of our sin that our Lord was crucified on the cross.
但如今我们却能够因着神在基督耶稣里的恩典。
And so how is it that now in our Lord Jesus' grace,
就我们能够从那黑暗的权势里头被救拯救出来。
That we have been saved out of the power of darkness.
就我们能够被迁到神爱子的国里。
That now we are brought in to the kingdom of light.
就我们今天这样的人能够在地上来荣耀我们的神。
That now on earth we can come to glorify God.
我们在地上能够来成就神的旨意
And now we can accomplish his will
我们能够在地上来讨神的喜悦
And now we can come to please him
姐妹这实在是一件天大的事情
Brothers and sisters, this is such a great thing
我们何等需要神开我们里面的眼睛
How we need him to open up the eyes of our hearts
我们看见我们所蒙的恩召是有何等荣耀的指望
So we can see the glorious hope of this calling
好像我们真是能够看见这是我们在地上生活唯一的目标
so that we can see that this is the only purpose of our life
让我们也知道今天很可惜的有不少神的儿女们
however sadly today there are so many Christians
我们虽然是蒙恩得救了
even though we have been saved by grace
我们实在是知道我们将来有一天我们能够上天堂
and we know that one day we will go into heaven
我们感到实在是心满意足
and do we feel satisfied with that
所以你会当你想到你有一天我们能够不下地狱能够上天堂满不满足
Are you satisfied that one day you will not go into hell but into heaven?
我想我们很满足
Of course we are very satisfied
但有时候我们就仅仅于此
But sometimes we think that is enough
我们想到我能够上天堂我已经很满足
I'm already very content that I can go to heaven
但是呢爱我们的神他的心意又如何呢
But what is the goal, what is the heart's desire of our God who loves us?
如果我们仅仅满足于我们能够上天堂
If we're simply satisfied that we can enter heaven
那主在十字架所为我们成就的救恩他的心能够得着满足吗
Then is the heart of our Lord who died upon the cross for us Is his heart satisfied?
同学们所以这里主的话告诉我们
And so here the Lord's word tells us
我们在地上我们要多结果子
That on earth we are to bear much fruit
父才能够因此得荣耀
So that my Father is glorified by this
愿这个勉励成为我们今年奔跑的目标。
May this exhortation be the goal of our pursuit this year.
我们盼望荣耀我们的神。
We desire to glorify our God.
我们要能够多结果子。
That we would bear much fruit.
主告诉我们说，我们若多结果子
，The Lord tells us that if we bear much fruit,
我们也就真是他的门徒。
Then we are proving that we are his disciples.
我们看见我们的主在地上的时候，他多结果子。
We see that our Lord, when he was on earth, he bore much fruit.
今天主已经复活升天了。
And today our Lord has already resurrected and ascended.
世人再也看不见我们的主。
And people on earth can no longer see our Lord.
那世上的人怎么认识我们的主呢？
So how can people of this world come to know him?
就是借着我们这一班跟随主的门徒。
That is through us, a group of disciples who follow him.
世人乃是因着看见我们。
People of this world through seeing us.
他们能够认识我们的主。
They can come to know our Lord.
所以我们的主在地上他多结果子。
So our Lord, while he bore much fruit,
所以今天我们在地上我们也要多结果子。
It is the same for us on earth, we are to bear much fruit.
好叫世人因着看见我们。
So that people of the world through seeing us,
看见主生命的荣美从我们身上流露。
When they see the glory and beauty flowing through from us,
他们能够认识我们的主。
They are able to come to know our Lord.
他们也能够成为主的门徒。
They can also become his disciples.
他们也能够在地上来多结果子。
They can also come to bear much fruit.
所以今天我们要在地上能够多结果子。
So today for us to bear much fruit,
不是要叫人看见我们这个基督徒有多刚强。
It's not for people to see this Christian, this person, how strong I am.
也不是要叫人看见我们说这基督徒真好。
Not for people to see, oh, this Christian, he's so good.
我们之所以要多结果子。
The reason for us to bear much fruit,
乃是在结果子这件事情上。
Is that in this matter of bearing fruit,
我们能够叫人看见我们是主的门徒。
We're able to allow people to see that we are his disciples.
这是关乎到我们基督徒的见证。
This has to do with the testimony of us Christians.
我们乃是盼望主在我们身上得着荣耀。
And we desire for God to gain the glory in us.
所以我们要知道我们结果子不是为着我们自己。
So we know that bearing fruit is not for ourselves.
不是为着我们自己要得着荣耀。
It's not for us to gain the glory.
不是为了叫人来称赞我们。
It's not for people to praise us.
神在我们身上要结出果子。
For us to bear fruit.
那就要叫他得着荣耀。
It's so that God may gain the glory.
那是要表明我们是主耶稣的门徒。
It is to manifest that we are his disciples.
所以我们要能够向上结果。
So for us to bear fruit upward.
我们就必须要先来认识能够往下扎根。
We must come to know how to take root downward.
因为我们知道，如果没有往下扎根，
Because we know that without taking root downward,
我们就不能往上向上结果。
We cannot bear fruit upward.
因为我不是研究这个果树的。
Now I am not a botanist.
所以我不晓得哈，如果一个果树啊，它没有根，它能不能结出果实来
？Now, so I'm not completely sure if a plant does not have roots, if whether or not it can bear fruit.
我想就算有的话呢，您也不敢吃。
And even if it does bear fruit, we don't really want to eat it.
那可能是从实验室里头出来的。
It might have come out of a laboratory.
所以我们来看这自然的生命。
So we know that in terms of natural life,
一棵树要能够结果子。
For a plant to bear fruit,
我们看见它首先必须要能够扎根。
First off, it must have roots downward.
在以赛亚书37章那里，我们看到有一段。的历史。
In Isaiah chapter 37, we see a period of history.
在那里，神借着以赛亚，先知以赛亚说，犹大家余剩的民仍要往下扎根，向上结果。
We know that God told the people of Judah through Isaiah that there will be a surviving remnant of the house of Judah. They will again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
这句话是神像他的百姓所说的。
These are words that God wants to speak to his people.
这段故事的背景是发生在犹大西西家做犹大王的时候。
We know that this passage was spoken during the time where the king of Judah was Hezekiah.
当仇敌亚述他们大军入侵犹大国。
We know that when the enemy Assyria came and surrounded the nation of Judah.
在那之前北国以色列已经完全的被攻破了。
We know that the northern kingdom of Israel was already destroyed.
北国以色列已经没有了。
There was no longer the northern kingdom.
而在那时候，南国许多的城邑也都被亚述大军所攻占了。
And there were also many cities that were occupied by Assyrian king.
所以我们看见在那时候是非常危急的一个时候。
So we know that it was a very critical time.
而亚述大军也将耶路撒冷这座城团团的围住。
And we know that the army of Assyria had already surrounded Jerusalem.
这时候犹大国西西家他就带着百姓来到在神的面前祷告。
And so we know the king of Judah, Hezekiah, he with the people, they came to pray before the Lord.
他求神能够救他们脱离亚述大军的手。
They cried out to the Lord so that they would be saved from the great general of the king of Assyria.
使天下万国都知道唯有耶和华是神。
So that all nations would know that Jehovah, he is God.
就在这样的一个时候，神就借着先知以赛亚 向西西家王和犹大百姓这么说。
So it was at that time that God through Isaiah spoke to Hezekiah, saying,
他给他们一个证据
giving them this promise,
说犹大家有余剩的民
this guarantee that there will be a surviving remnant,
人要往下扎根
and that they will take root downward,
并且向上结果
and also bear fruit upward.
这边特别说到人要往下扎根
and here specifically it says that the surviving remnant, people,
所以我们看见这犹大南国犹大他原本是有扎根的
and so we know that originally the southern kingdom they did have roots downward
但在这个一个极难的日子
but here in this time of crisis
他们呼求神
as they cried out to the Lord
神给他们这样一个证据
God gave them this guarantee
所以我想到在这段的历史
everyone knows that during this time of history
和今天我们所处的这个世代是非常相似
and also the generation that we live in right now is very similar
就着耶稣基督的见证而言
Especially regarding the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
我们实在是看见神的仇敌，实在是将许多神的见证都给掳去了。
We see that God's enemy has stolen so much of God's testimony.
今天我们看见主耶稣基督的见证在地上，实在是非常的危岌岌可危。
And we see that the testimony of our Lord Jesus is in such peril.
我就想到我们的聚会。
And I think about our gathering here.
我们在这里盼望能够持守。主耶稣基督的见证
We desire to hold fast to the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
我们看见在今天这样的世代里头
As we take a look at this generation,
许多原本为神做见证的聚会
There are so many gatherings that testify for our Lord Jesus.
先后也都被仇敌给攻占、攻陷了
And they are also attacked by the enemy.
而今天我们看见我们在这里为着主做见证
And so for us who are here, as we bear testimony for the Lord,
实在是也不是我们刚强
It's not because we are strong.
也不是我们比别人有什么好
It's not because we're any better than others.
因为我们看见仇敌似乎也在我们周围将我们团团的围住
We also see the enemy surrounds us on all sides.
所以我们实在是应该从旧约的历史来学习这样的一个教训
So we must take a lesson from the Old Testament history.
今天不是依靠我们的势力
That today it is not according to our strength.
也不是因为我们有什么刚强
And not because we have any power in us.
我们实在是需要像当初西西家王和犹大百姓一样
We need to be like the people of Judah and King Hezekiah.
我们谦卑来到神的面前
Humbly come before the Lord.
呼求我们的神
And cry out to our God.
在这样一个极难的日子
In this time of crisis.
在这样一个羞辱的日子
In this time of shame.
我们求万军之耶和华发他的热心
We cry out to the Lord of hosts
他来帮助我们
That he, out of his zeal he will help us
叫我们还可以往下扎根
So that we could still take root downward
好叫我们能够向上结果
That we may also bear fruit upward
好叫主仍然能够得着一个见证
So that our Lord could still gain a testimony
来荣耀我们的神
So that we can glorify our God
所以我们看见我们要能够向上结果
So for us to bear fruit upward
我们必须要看重这扎根的这件事情
We must pay attention to this matter of sending our roots downward
因为唯有当我们扎根扎得越深
Because the further our roots are
我们扎根能够扎得越广
The more abundant and deep our roots are
我们看见这棵树才能够向上成长
Then we can see this plant grows upward more
它的枝叶才能够茂盛
Then it can have abundant foliage
它才能够结实累累
And then have abundant fruit
所以我们看见今天神所量给我们各样的环境
So we see that today God has given us so many opportunities and circumstances, not because He doesn't love us. And it's not that His arms is too short that He cannot help us. God, through so many circumstances, allows us to bear root downward so that our roots may be deep, so that our roots may be firm, so that we can bear fruit upward.
姐妹，许多时候我们都非常羡慕我们的主在地上的生活。
Brothers and sisters, so often we admire the life of our Lord on earth.
我们看见主他无论说话行事都常常满有膏油，带着能力。
We see that no matter what he did or what he said, it was full of power and the anointing.
我们都非常羡慕。
We admire it.
羡慕我们的主他能够行许多神迹奇事。
We admire after how he was able to perform so many signs and miracles.
姐妹，你有没有想过哪一天啊？如果主也给你这个恩赐
Have you ever thought about how one day if God were to give you the same gift
叫你一说话有三千人蒙恩得救
As soon as you speak 3,000 will come to be saved
叫你 一祷告那个瞎眼就看见了
As soon as you pray that the blind would have their eyes opened
那
弟兄姐妹的病啊就得医治了。
That the illness of our brothers and sisters would be healed.
这医治是真的医治。
And this healing would be true healing.
不是说医好下礼拜还要再来。
Not just healing for one week and next week they return.
我们都很羡慕像主耶稣那样子说话有膏油行事有能力。
We admire that how our Lord, when he spoke, there was anointing. When he worked, there was power.
但是我们却忽略了我们的主他乃是在那里深深的扎根。
But we have neglected how our Lord, there he was taking root downward.
所以我们从四福音能够看见我们的主他常常退到与父神亲近。
From the four Gospels, we see that our Lord retreated often to come and have fellowship with God.
他彻夜在父的面前祷告。
In the evenings, he would come to pray.
他与神有那无间断亲密的交通。
He had that unbreakable fellowship with the Father.
这些常常是我们所看不见的。
These are things that often we cannot see.
也是我们所忽略的。
And things that we neglect.
所以很多时候
Oftentimes,
我们基督徒都盼望能够结果子。
As Christians, we want to bear fruit.
最好一夜之间哎呀果实累累。
We hope that overnight we can have abundant fruit.
想起弟兄姐妹在生命的事上这是不可能的。
But brothers and sisters, in the matter of life, that is impossible.
就像今天美国啊有些时候什么东西都要快。
Particularly here in America today, we want everything to be fast.
前天听说啊有人可以从那个小鸡啊七天就可以长成大鸡。
I've heard recently that some people are able to make a small chick within 7 days to allow it to grow into maturity.
听知道了以后我都在想说以后还敢不敢吃鸡肉。
After I thought about this, I was wondering if I still dare to eat chicken meat.
今天这个世代给我们的影响就是什么都要快。
The impact of our society today is that everything must be fast.
我们总盼望能够有什么捷径。
We hope that there will be great progress.
最好今天晚上我睡觉的时候。
Hopefully that tonight when I sleep,
神向我显现。
God will reveal himself to me.
浇灌下来。
The Holy Spirit will pour out into me.
明天早上就可以释放那个很有能力的信息。
And that tomorrow I can preach a very powerful message.
弟兄姐妹，这不是生命之道。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the way of life.
主在我们里头乃是把他的生命给了我们。
God has given his life into us already.
我们的主如何
？How our Lord was.
我们也应当如何
？We are to be the same.
我们主在地上的时候，他的生活。
How our life, Lord lived his life.
乃是一个扎根的。
Was one that took root downward.
所以我们必须要效法我们的。
We also must be like our Lord.
上个星期，上个礼拜，我们有弟兄们跟我们交通到以弗所书啊，腓立比书第二章。
Last Sunday, some brothers shared with us Philippians chapter 2.
说我们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
Then spoke about how we need to have the mind of Christ.
我们非常感谢主，借着保罗把基督耶稣的心来向我们。
We thank the Lord that through Paul he has revealed to us the mind of Christ.
因为很多时候我们读四福音，我们看见主所行的许多神迹奇事。
Because oftentimes through the four Gospels we see all the signs and miracles that our Lord performed.
那是我们看得见。
These are things we can see.
但是我们却无从能够看见主那扎根的生活是如何。
But how can we see that life that took root downward?
在感谢主借着腓立比书第二章。
So we thank the Lord through Philippians chapter 2.
我们看见基督耶稣的心。它实在是一个扎根的一个心思。
We see that the mind of Christ was one that took root downward.
因为我们看见我们的主，他原本是与神同等。
Because we see that originally he was in equality with God.
但是他却不以为强夺。
But he did not take it as anything to be grasped.
他反倒虚己。
He humbled himself.
他将他自己倒空。
He wanted to empty himself.
他降卑他自己。
And he humbled himself.
他成了一个奴仆的形象。
He took the form of a bond slave.
他成为一个人的样子。
He took the form of man.
既有人的样子。
Since he had the form of man.
他就自己卑微。
He humbled himself.
他已经非常卑微了。
He was already very humble.
要再卑微
But he wanted to be even more humble.
他存心顺服
And so he completely obeyed.
以至于死
To the point of death.
他到了一个最卑微的一个地步
To the point, the lowest point.
且死在十字架
That he died upon the cross.
所以我们就看见我们的主他是一个扎根的生命
So brothers and sisters, we see that our Lord in his life, he took root downward.
我们看见这样的一个心思和撒旦的心思是何等的不同
We see that this mind is so different from the mind of Satan.
撒旦的心思他就不想扎根他就直接想结果
Satan, in his mind, he does not want to take root downward. He wants to immediately bear fruit.
所以在先知书我们看见撒旦的心思乃是说我要我要我要
So in the book of the prophets, we see that in Satan's mind, he wanted and he wanted.
他要高他要高
He wanted to be elevated and glorified. He wanted to glorify himself.
他高举自己的宝座
Elevate his own throne.
他要与神同等
He wanted to be equal with God.
这位原本俊美的天使长就成为那魔鬼撒旦。
And so originally, this very beautiful archangel, now he became the devil, Satan.
所以我们看见我们基督 主耶稣基督的心思。
And so we see the mind of Christ.
它乃是一个扎根的心思。
Is a mind that takes root
downward. 它是一个向下的心思。
Is one that looks downward.
降卑的心思。
One that empties and one that is humble.
所以我们看见借着我们主他是那样的降卑。
And since our Lord was so lowly.
所以我们看见主就将他升高。
God allowed him to be elevated. To be elevated and glorified.
赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
And gave him the name that is above every name.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们基督徒在地上的道路。
So brothers and sisters, this is the path of us Christians today.
乃是往下扎根。
When that takes root downward.
才能够向上结果。
So that we can bear fruit upward.
那我们扎根要扎在哪里呢？
So where do we place our roots?
那我们如何在地上来扎这个根呢？
How on earth do we take these, put down these roots?
我想从早上从两个方面来和弟兄姐妹交通。
So this morning I want to share with brothers and sisters from two aspects.
第一，我们乃是要扎根在神的话里。
First, we are to take root in His word.
第二，我们要扎根在神的爱里。
And secondly, take root in His love.
当然，我们还有其他许多的方面。
Of course, there are many other aspects.
那盼望我们能够先从这两个最简单也是最重要的两个方面，我们来学习如何的扎根。
But hopefully from these two simple and yet two most important ways, we would learn how to take root.
诗篇第一篇告诉我们，喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有。
We see that in Psalm chapter 1, that for the person whose delight is in the law of the Lord and in his law he meditates day and night, he is blessed.
我相信每一个人都盼望能够成为一个蒙福的人。
We hope that every one of you would be one who is blessed.
我们也都盼望在地上的一生是蒙福的一生。
We hope that all our lives on earth would be one that is full of blessing.
在这句话里，主让我们看见有一个蒙福的秘诀。
And in this passage, our Lord shows us the secret to being blessed.
这是我们要爱慕主的话，并且昼夜的思想。
And that is, we are to delight in His law, and we are to meditate on it day and night.
这里让我们看见基督徒扎根生活的一个秘诀，乃是扎根在神的话语里。
So here we see the secret of taking root downward is to be rooted in His word.
我们知道今天我们乃是处在一个震动的一个时代。
We know that the age that we live in is one of shaking.
有好多的事情，无论看得见看不见的，都在那里震动。
So many things, whether you can see it or not, is there quaking and shaking.
但感谢主，在马太福音第二十四章那里，当主向门徒论到末世的时候。
However, in Matthew 24, we know that when the Lord was speaking to the disciples about the end of the times,
主说天地都要废去。
The Lord said, heaven and earth may pass away.
我的话却不能废去。
But my words will not pass away.
同姐妹，我们今天要扎根，必须要扎在那不能废去、不能震动的里头。
So today, brothers and sisters, our roots must be put downward in that which will not be shaken and will not pass away.
所以我们要扎根在神的话语里。
So we must put our roots in His word.
我们要爱慕主的话。
We must love His word.
我们要昼夜来思想主的话。
We are to meditate on it day and night.
姐妹，原谅我这么说。
Brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying.
我相信我们都承认，今天教会的见证远远赶不上我们从前的属灵的弟兄姐妹们。
That we all acknowledge that in our testimony we cannot surpass the saints that have gone before us.
我觉得一个很主要的原因。
I believe that one very important reason.
就是我们对于主的话语。不够爱慕。
Is that we do not love His word enough.
我们不够认识神的话语。
We do not know His word.
我们没有好好的扎根在神的话语里。
We are not well rooted in His word.
所以我们看见教会的见证就软弱了。
So we see that the testimony of the church is weak.
我们可能听了许多很好的道。
Perhaps we have heard many good messages.
可能听到我们耳朵都已经长茧。
We have heard to such a point that our ears are numb.
可能弟兄还没有讲。读完经节，我就知道今天要讲什么。
Perhaps, before the brother preaches, as soon as we finish reading the passages, we already know what he's going to talk about.
但是神的话却没有扎根在我们的心。
However, God's word has not taken root in our hearts.
我们没有好好的用心来读神的话语。
We have not used our hearts to read God's word.
所以这里诗篇告诉我们说，我们要喜爱耶和华的律法。
And so here in Psalms it says that our delight is in the law of the Lord.
我们要用我们的心来爱慕主的话。
We need to use our heart to delight in His word.
我们不是因着我们基督徒有一个义务、一个责任我每天要读三章旧约、读一章新约。
It's not that as Christians we must have this duty and responsibility that every day we are to read three chapters of the Old Testament and one of the New.
我们乃是盼望主的 爱来吸引我们。
But we desire for His love to capture us.
让我们能够爱慕他的话语。
To attract us to love His word.
当我们用我们的心读他的话的时候。
And when we use our hearts to read His word.
我们能够更认识他。
Then we can come to know Him more.
不是头脑里头的知识。
It's not knowledge in our head.
乃是我们心里头能够看见主的荣耀。
But in our hearts we can come to see His glory and beauty.
有些时候我们没有好好用心来读主的话。
Sometimes when we do not use our hearts to read His word,
我们读了很多的参考书。
We've read many commentaries.
或者我们听了别人所谈论关于主的事情。
Or we've heard many other people discuss matters about the Lord.
那我们也就学了。
And so we've learned it.
所以我们也会讲。
So we can speak of it.
我们也彼此谈论。
And we can also discuss on it.
这些的话都是听来的。
But these are all second-hand things that we've heard.
它并没有真实的在我们里头扎根。
These are not things that have truly taken root in us.
我们看见在我们身上就结不出果实了。
So we see from our lives we are unable to bear fruit.
所以姐妹，我们要能够扎根在神的话里。
So brothers and sisters, we must take root in His word.
我们就必须要有一个正常的读经生活。
We must have a normal Bible reading life.
姐妹，可能别人看不见。
Perhaps other people cannot see.
别人也不知道。
Others do not know about it.
但是那却是我们一个扎根的生活。
But it is a true life of taking root downward.
是扎根在神的话。
That you are rooted in God's word.
时候或许我们想
Perhaps you may think
其实我没有读 有没有读圣经呢也没有人知道
Well whether or not I read the Bible nobody else knows
弟兄姐妹是不是这样子
Is that so?
我记得从前好像孔夫子这么说
I recall that in the past Confucius had said
他说我们如果三日不读书
In three days you have not studied
怎么样呢
Then what?
面目可憎又秀又秀
It will show on your face
那想想看哈、哦，这还是讲到世上的书。
And this has to do with books about in this world.
如果我们今天神的儿女
，Today as God's children.
如果我们三天没有读神的话
，If in 3 days you have not read God's word.
如果我们三天没有用心来读神的话
，If 3 days you have not used your heart to read God's word.
你想弟兄姐妹知不知道
？Do you know? Do you? Can you guess whether or not brothers and sisters will know?
我记得年长弟兄以前说。弟兄姐妹心里头都是有灵的。
I remember our elderly brother had said that in our hearts, brothers and sisters, we all have a spirit.
所以当我们一聚会的时候
，So as soon as you gather in a meeting,
当我们一开口交通的时候
，As soon as you open up your mouth to share,
弟兄姐妹是知道的。
Brothers and sisters will know.
如果没有好好用心读神的话的话
，Whether or not you have really used your heart to read God's word, brothers and sisters will know.
不需要假装。
So you don't need to pretend.
我们要悔改。
We must repent.
我们盼望主的话来吸引我们。
We desire God's word to attract us.
我们要来渴慕主的话。
We want to desire after His word.
我们需要来昼夜思想主的话语。
We need to meditate on it day and night.
另外，我们知道今天我们乃是在一个非常一个资讯爆炸的时代。
We also know that today information is they're so abundant.
这是一个 internet 的时代。
This is the age of the internet.
以前啊，你还要 internet 还要有线才可以 internet.
In the past, you must be hardwired connected to the internet.
现在不需要了。
No longer today.
现在每个人人手一机。
Today, everybody has a smartphone.
随时可以得着许多许多的资讯。
At any point in time, you have much information.
再加上今天生活的步调是那样的忙碌
，And now today, since we know that information is so abundant,
以至于到一个地步，当我们来读主的话语的时候
，It's gotten to such a point that as soon as you come to read God's word,
我们就好像在读新闻，在看新闻一样。
It's like we are looking and reading the news.
我们不再用我们的心
，We're no longer using our heart.
所以你发现我们就很难在神的话语里头来扎根。
And so we realize it's very difficult for us to take root downward.
如果我们读主的话语的时候
，And so when we come to read God's word,
我们不过就像是在读新闻、看新闻、说说听听罢了。
Is it just that we're reading God's word like we're hearing the news?
弟兄姐妹，你们想，我们能够在神的话语里头扎根吗？
Do you really want to take root in God's word?
我们怎么能够期盼在我们身上能够结出果实来
？Do you desire after bearing fruit for the Lord?
我们昨天在修格练晨更的时候，我们读到《使徒行传》第十九章。
Yesterday in Sugarland, in our morning devotions, we read Acts chapter 19.
在那里我们看见主的道借着使徒保罗在以弗所那里大大的兴旺。
There we see that the word of the Lord was growing mightily.
并且得胜。
And it also was prevailing.
我们知道最主要的一个原因。
We know that the main reason for that.
乃是保罗他这样一个人他乃是在神的话语里头扎根。
Was because Paul, He was a person who took root in God's word.
我们交通道乃是因着主的话在保罗身上先大大的兴旺。
It was because God's word was very abundant in Paul first.
乃是因为主的话在保罗身上他得胜了。
Because God's word prevailed in Paul first.
所以保罗能够使，所以神能够使用保罗这样一个器皿。
So God was able to use a vessel like Paul.
他是一个扎根在神话里的器皿。
He was a vessel that was rooted in God's word.
他是一个神的道在他身上是大大的成长的一个器皿。
God's word had grown abundantly in this vessel.
他是一个主的话在他身上是得胜的器皿。
And so he was a vessel where God's word was victorious and prevailed in him.
所以主能够借着这样一个器皿。在以弗所那里叫主的道大大的兴旺。
And so God was able to use this vessel in Ephesus so that it, the church may grow.
叫主的道在以弗所那里大大的得胜。
So that God's word could prevail at that time.
我们看见在那里保罗所结的果子。
And so we see that the fruit that Paul bore.
不仅有许多人能够听见主的道。
Not only did many people hear God's word.
也许多的人他的病就医治了。
But many people's illnesses were healed.
有许多的恶鬼都被赶出去了。
Many demons were cast out.
有许多人来承认过去自己所犯的许多的罪行。
Many people came to acknowledge and confess their sins.
甚至有许多平时行邪术的人。
And many people who, were superstitious.
他们都蒙恩得救。
After they were saved by grace.
他们都悔改。
They repented and.
他们不仅不再行邪术。
Not only did they no longer, practice sorcery.
他们把他们非常从前非常有价值的许多这个邪术的书啊都拿来烧了。
They took their very valuable and evil books of sorcery to burn.
圣经告诉我们有五万块。
And so the Bible tells us that it was very expensive.
那是好多好多的书。
There were many, many books.
他们都在那里把它焚烧了。
And there they burned them all.
所以我们看见主的道在那里大大的兴旺。
So we see how the word of the Lord was growing there.
乃是因着在保罗他将他扎根在神的话语里。
We see it was because Paul was rooted in God's word.
因为主的话在保罗身上兴旺。
It was because God's word grew mightily in Paul.
兴旺就是讲到成长。
And we know that it means it grew.
因着主的话在保罗身上得胜。
Because the word of God prevailed in Paul.
所以我们看见在那里保罗就结出许多果实来。
And so we see Paul bore much fruit there.
所以在那里保罗就像是那一棵树栽在溪水旁。
And so we see Paul, he was like that plant, a tree planted by the streams of water.
他在以弗所那两年多的时间里面在那里结果子。
And in that 2 years time, he was bearing fruit.
他叶子不枯干。
And his leaves did not wither.
凡他所行的尽都顺利。
And everything he did, he prospered.
所以这里我们看见我们要能够在主的话语上扎根。
So we see, how are we to take root in his word?
我们必须要让主的话在我们身上得着权柄。
We must allow His word to have authority in us.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见初期教会那荣耀得胜的见证。
We see the testimony of the early church of their victory.
其中一个最主要的关键。
One of the very critical points.
就是在使徒行传让我们看见他们恒心遵守主的教训。
Was that in we see in Acts was that they obeyed the teaching of the word.
我常常想到我们啊年长弟兄在这主的在扎根在主的话语里头所给我们留下的榜样。
I often think back on the example of our elderly brother of him taking root in God's word.
我记得在过去常常和年长弟兄交通的时间里头。
I remember in my fellowship in the past with him.
当我请教我们的弟兄一些问题。
When I came to ask him some questions.
我们弟兄常常反过来问我一个问题。
Our brother in response would ask me a question.
那主的话是怎么说的？
What does God's word say?
弟兄姐妹，无论在我们的生活，
Whether in our daily life,
在我们的服事，
or in our service,
在我们遇见各式各样的难处，
or in all the many difficulties we encounter,
我们弟兄总是提醒我们。
Our brother often reminded us.
主的话是怎么说的？
What does God's word say?
我们看见我们弟兄他让主的话来管理他的生活。
We see how our elderly brother allowed God's word to control his life.
让主的话来支配我们的服事。
We see how God's word governed our service.
弟兄姐妹，这是扎根在神的话里。
This is to take root in His word.
乃是要顺服神话语的权柄。
We are to submit to the authority of God's word.
弟兄姐妹，在这新的一年里头。
So brothers and sisters, in this new year.
就算我们是学习比较迟钝的。
Even if it's more difficult for us, we're more slow in our learning.
如果我们只能够在主的一个教训上来顺服，来遵守。
If you can only submit and hold fast to one of his teaching,
就算是只有一个命令,
if there's just one command,
就算是只有一个教训,
if it's just one teaching,
我们能够真实的顺服,
if you can truly submit,
我们能够真实的来遵守,
and truly follow and obey,
远远胜过那我们听了一百个教训却都不遵守来的强。
It far surpasses the power of listening to 100 messages and not obeying them.
我记得在我们礼拜四中午有一个小小的聚集。
I know that this past Thursday's lunchtime, there's a small gathering.
是从前。
In the past.
现在还有。
And it still continues.
有一次呢，一个弟兄就提到讲到一件事。
There's a brother who shared once.
他说在我们聚会里头。
He says that in our gathering.
我们至少每个主日能够听到一篇的信息。
On Sundays, we have listened to at least one message.
他说想一想，一年下来。
So you think about it after a whole year.
这是一个很简单的算数。
It's a very simple calculation.
弟兄说我们。听了五十二篇
We have heard 52 messages.
可能还不止五十二篇
Perhaps that's not merely
因为夏令会我们还多了几篇
Because in summer conferences we've heard
several
more. 所以我们
一年听了这么多主的话语
So in one year you have heard so much of God's word.
那在我们身上
And in our lives
有没有结出果实
Has it borne fruit?
我想问题就在于主的话在我们身上有没有权柄
So the question lies in whether or not God's word has authority in us.
就在于我们是不是恒心遵守主的教训。
Have we paid attention to obeying His teaching?
就你会当我们在每天在读主的话语。
So brothers and sisters, every day as we read God's word,
我们是在那里就是当做参考。
Are you just merely studying it?
还是当主在借着他的话语来向我们指明的时候？
Or when God is pointing out certain things to us,
当圣灵在里头借着主的话语来光照我们的时候
when the Holy Spirit through His word is enlightening us,
在我们里头来归正我们的时候
and is correcting us,
我们是不是顺服下来
have we submitted?
当我们顺服下来
once you have submitted,
我们就在话语在神的话语里头扎根
then in His word we have taken root.
如果我们在无论我们读圣经的时候
Whether or not we are reading His word,
或是我们在聚会的时候
or perhaps during the meeting,
当我们听见了主的话语
when you have heard God's word,
我们不过就是说说听听算了
we just merely speak of it, hear it, and that's it.
我们就不能够扎根在神的话语里头
then we have not taken root in His word.
我们怎么能够期盼在我们身上能够结出那果实来
then how can you expect to bear fruit?
我们怎么能够盼望在我们身上能够彰显主的见证
how can you desire for you to bear testimony for the Lord?
弟兄姐妹，盼望在这新的一年里头。
So brothers and sisters, we hope that in this new year,
我们能够在主的话语上面来学习扎根。
We hope that we can learn to take root in His word.
让主的话在我们生活，在我们身上有一个真实的权柄。
To allow Him to have true authority in us.
即使只有一件事。
There's actually just one matter.
即使就是一个命令。
Just one command.
如果我们能够真实的顺服。
If you truly submit to it.
我们能够真实的服下来。
And you have truly, submitted to yourself to it.
我们就往下扎根。
Then you have taken root downward.
我们向上结果，那是自然的事情。
Then to bear fruit upward will occur very naturally.
就像上个主日弟兄们提到说，以基督耶稣的心为心。
Just like last Sunday, our brothers have shared about, having the mind of Christ.
兄弟们，我不知道你们。听了以后，过去这个礼拜，这句话跟你有没有关系
？Brothers and sisters, after you heard that message, did this passage have anything to do with you?
在那里，我们看见基督耶稣的心乃是一个顺服。
Here we see that the mind of Christ was one of submission and obedience.
是一个降卑。
Was one of humility.
是一个舍己。
Was one of sacrifice.
当我在那里反复默想的时候
And so as we were meditating on it
我们就看见我们心里头也盼望真是能够照着主所说的以基督耶稣的心为心
We see and we begin to desire that in us we would also have the mind of Christ
在这里我们想到一件事
And here we think about this one thing
我想到主他是那样的顺服
Since our Lord he was so obedient
那我们想那我们也应该像他一样来学习顺服的功课。
Then we also ought to learn the lesson of obedience.
弟兄姐妹，我想我们都盼望能够学习主的顺服。
We all desire to learn after the obedience of our Lord.
我想特别是姐妹们。
Particularly for sisters.
因为主的话很多关于这个顺服的这件事情。
Because in God's word, it speaks a lot about submission, obedience.
那我们觉得容不容易
？We do we and we think is this easy?
姐妹们。
sisters?
要顺服丈夫容不容易？
Is it easy to submit to your husband?
那我们说看情形。
And we say, well, it depends.
合理的我顺服。
If it's reasonable, I'll obey.
不合理的我还顺服吗？
Should I still obey if it's unreasonable?
弟兄们，你们有想过这个问题？
Have you ever thought about that?
不合理的我们还顺服。
Do we still obey if it's unreasonable?
但我在想这件事情。
As I was thinking about this,
我想到我们的主钉在十字架。
I thought about our Lord who was nailed upon the cross.
我想没有一件事情比我们的主钉十字架更加不合理。
There's not one thing that is more unreasonable than our Lord being crucified on the cross.
但是当我们能够以基督耶稣的心为心。
But if we are to have the mind of Christ,
你发现我们才能够顺服不合理的事。
Then we realize it is possible to obey that which is unreasonable.
所以我们就明白为什么在基督徒蒙恩以后学习顺服的功课这么难。
Then we come to understand why it's so difficult to learn the lesson of obedience.
因为如果我们不是以基督耶稣的心为心，
Because if we do not have the mind of Christ,
我们就不可能能够学好顺服这个功课。
Then we cannot learn the lesson of obedience well.
我们只能顺服那合理的。
You can only obey those things that are reasonable.
我们不能够顺服那不合理。
You are unable to obey the things that are unreasonable.
但是当我们以基督耶稣的心为心，
But once you have the mind of Christ,
我们才能够存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Then you are able to obey to the point of death, even death upon the cross.
或许弟兄姐妹，我们心里面会这么想。
Then perhaps in your heart you may think.
说起来容易。
It's easy to say.
做起来很难。
Difficult to do.
的确，我也这么想过这个礼拜。
And yes, I thought about it this past week.
话很简单。
It's so easy to say it.
我们说也很简单。
It's very easy to speak of this.
但是事情来的时候呢，就不简单了。
When matters come up, it's very difficult.
但我在那里这个礼拜当中在默想我们的主他为什么能够存心顺服。
So as I was meditating this past week on how our Lord was able to obey,
主的秘诀是什么？
What is his secret?
你们想不想知道？
Do you want to know it?
我想了一个礼拜。
I thought about it for a whole week.
终于好像明白了。
And I think I come to understand. It's very simple.
一个字。
One word.
不知道你们想到哪个字。
What word do you think of?
就是爱。
It's love.
因为我们主的心满了爱。
Because the heart of our Lord, it was full of love.
他爱他的父。
He loved his father.
他爱我们这些罪人。
He loved us sinners.
他的心里头满了爱。
And in his heart, it was full of love.
所以他能够顺服。
So he was able to submit and obey.
他能够存心顺服。
He was able to obey all the way.
弟兄姐妹，当我们听到一些弟兄姐妹夫妻之间有难处。
When we hear of marital problems.
有人告诉我说，因着五块钱，那丈夫就把妻子痛骂一顿。
We see that we have heard that because of $5, the husband had scolded the wife.
我说不是钱的问题。
I said it's not a problem of money.
不是事情的问题。
It's not a problem of the matter.
那是爱出的问题。
But there's a problem with love.
当我们心中没有这个爱的时候。
In our heart, when we do not have love.
不要说是五块钱。
Don't just merely speak of the $5. Perhaps even if it's just 5 cents, then you will have an argument.
在这里我们看见。我们主他之所以能够存心顺服，
So we see for our Lord the reason for him to be able to completely obey.
我似乎发现还是因为他的心里头满了爱。
I realize it is because in his heart it was full of love.
有一本书叫做《竭诚为主》。
There is a book called My Utmost for His Highest.
它的作者 Oswald Chambers 弟兄他曾经这么说。
The author of it, Oswald Chambers, he said.
请姐妹先读。
I'll read it first in English. If we are in love with the Lord, it does not cost us anything. It is a delight. But for those who do not love Him, obedience costs a great deal.
那我现在翻译哈，就是说，如果我们爱我们的主，我们的顺服就不会让我们感觉上好像付上什么代价，因为这是可喜悦的事情。但是，如果我们不爱我们的主，任何事情我们都会觉得那代价是很大的。弟兄姐妹，我们在许多事上不能够顺服主。
Brothers and sisters, in so many matters we cannot obey our Lord.
我慢慢渐渐地感觉到，
And gradually we come to realize
不是别的，
It's for no other reason.
乃是我们的爱离弃了，我们离弃了我们起初的爱。
It is because we have forsaken our first love.
就讲到我们扎根的第二方面，还是要扎根在
爱里。
So the second aspect of us taking root is that we are to take root in His love.
就是要扎根在神的爱里。
We need to take root in God's love.
保罗在以弗所书第三章那里有一个非常宝贵的祷告。
Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 has a very precious prayer.
他祈求父神按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫圣徒们的心里头力量能够刚强起来。
He prays that according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man.
使基督因我们的信住在我们心里。
So that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith.
他说叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So that you being rooted and grounded in love.
对，中文圣经说到爱心有根有基，它原文呢也可以翻译成在爱里面扎根。
In Chinese, it is, well, basically the translation is that we are to be rooted and grounded in love.
所以我们基督徒，我们要扎根在这个爱的里头。
So as Christians, we need to be rooted in love.
不是我们自己的爱。
Not our own love.
而是因着基督住在我们里面。
But through Christ who lives in us.
所以我们能够扎根在他里面，也就是扎根在爱的里面。
So being rooted in him means to be rooted in love.
那为什么要扎根在爱的里面呢
？So why are we to be rooted in love？
哥林多前书第十三章告诉我们
，First Corinthians chapter 13 tells us，
因为爱永不失败
，Because love never fails。
所以我们扎根要扎在这个不失败的爱里。
So when we take root， we take root in a love that never fails。
而今天因着我们的信
，And through our faith，
基督住在我们里面
，Christ now dwells in us。
我们知道基督就是爱
，And we know that Christ is love。
基督住在我们里面
，Christ。Dwelling in us,
叫我们能够扎根在爱的里面
allows us to be rooted and grounded in love.
好叫我们能够因着爱我们的主
so that through loving our Lord,
因着扎根在这个爱的里头
through being rooted and grounded in love,
叫我们能够在一切的事上得胜有余
that in all things we would have victory.
兄姐妹，在第一世纪的时候，有一个非常宝贵的教会
in the first century, there was a very precious church,
就是以弗所教会
that is the church in Ephesus.
我们感谢神，借着保罗在以弗所那里得着一般的弟兄姐妹
we thank the Lord that through Paul, God was able to gain a group of saints in Ephesus.
他们是一般特别的弟兄姐妹
they're a very special group of saints.
为什么呢
why?
因为神能够借着保罗，将神那最崇高、最荣耀的旨意能够启示给他们。
God was able to reveal the greatest mystery to this group of saints.
也就是神能够将他永远的旨意借着以弗所书能够跟以弗所的圣徒有交通。
God was able to have, or Paul was able to fellowship the eternal purpose of God to the saints in Ephesus.
但是很可惜的，过了大约三十年。
But very sadly, after about 30 some years,
我们在启示录第二章那里看见主就责备这个以弗所教会。
We see that the Lord rebuked this church in Revelation chapter 2.
主责备他们说离弃了、离开了那起初的爱。
The Lord's rebuke was that they have left their first love.
我们看见一个得着这么最高旨意的、最高启示的一个教会。
We see that the church which received the greatest, highest revelation.
但是过了短短的三十年。
But after a very short 30 some years.
他们在那里仍然在那里有行为。
Still there, they had their deeds.
他们在那里也仍然劳苦的来为主工作。
They toiled for the Lord there.
他们甚至为主的名在那里忍耐劳苦。
And they endured for the sake of the name of the Lord.
他们外面的行为都还是对的。
Their outward deeds and works were still correct.
他们外面也都还有各样的聚会。
They had many outward meetings.
从外面看不出来他们有任何的问题。
You cannot see if there was any outward problems.
但是教会的主却看见他们的心。
But the Lord of the church saw their heart.
看见他们离弃了、离开了那起初的爱。
Saw that they had left their first love.
我们看见在那里主就责备他们。
So we see that the Lord rebuked them.
我们看见那起初的爱一方面是讲到圣徒们的爱。
We know that in regards to that first love is the love of the saints.
但是我慢慢感觉到那起初的爱不是别的，其实就是神的爱。
But gradually we come to know that that love is none other than God's love.
因为我们没有那个起初的爱。
Because we do not have that first love.
我们之所以向着神有那样一个起初的爱。
How can we have that first love to God?
那是因为神先爱了我们。
It is because God loved us
first. 我们就像那月球反映太阳光一样。
It is just like the sun, just like the earth that reflects the sun.
当神的爱临到了我们。
When God's love comes upon us.
摸着了我们的心。
And it touches our heart.
所以我们向神也有那一个起初的爱。
Then we would also respond in that first love.
当以弗所教会他们离开了那起初的爱。
When the church in Ephesus, when they left their first love.
主 就警戒他们。
The Lord rebuked them.
说你若不悔改
，warned them. If you do not repent,
我就要将灯台从你们中间挪去。
I will remove that lampstand from among you.
也就是说，主就要将他的见证从以弗所教会挪去。
That is to say, he is going to remove his testimony from that church.
兄姐妹，我们的聚会也差不多三十年的时间。
Brothers and sisters, our gathering is also about 30 years old.
我们的过去这些年来，主给我们有各方各面真理的开启，感谢赞美神。
In the past 30 years, the Lord has revealed so many of His truths to us. We give thanks and praises to Him.
但是我们今天我们要来思想。
But today we must come to think about it.
当日以弗所教会所发生的问题。
The problems that had occurred in the church in Ephesus.
今天会不会也在我们的身上
？Today could it also happen in us?
我们会不会我们外面许多行为都是好的
？Could it be that outwardly we have many good works?
我们各样的聚会也都仍然的照常进行。
We still continue in many of our meetings.
但是我们的心是如何
？But what is the condition of our heart?
我们是不是从那起初的爱离开了
？Have we left our first love?
如果我们离开了那起初的爱
，If we have departed from our first love，
主说他就要把见证给挪去。
The Lord says that He will remove His testimony。
今天我们盼望在这里继续的来持守。主耶稣基督的见证。
So we desire today that we would hold fast to His testimony.
我们盼望主的灯台仍然能够在我们聚会当中。
We hope that His lampstand is still among us.
我们就必须要好好的来扎根在神的爱里。
So we must be well rooted in His love.
因为我们若离开了这个起初的爱
，Because if we depart from this first love，
见证也就要被挪去。
Then the testimony will also be taken away.
这里主说要悔改。
So the Lord says you must repent.
如果今天我们有这样的一个问题
，Today we have this problem.
不管是我们个人
，Whether it's individually，
不管是我们团体
，or corporately，
若今天主光照了我们
，If today the Lord has enlightened us，
我们看见我们离开了这起初的爱
，and shown us that we have left our first love，
我们向神已经没有那样的起初的爱来爱我们的神
，and we do not have that first love in our love towards Him。
我们必须要悔改。
Then we must repent.
我们必须要回转，回到神的爱里。
We must return back to His love.
我们必须要在神的爱里来深深的扎根。
We must be firmly rooted in His love.
在路加福音十五章浪子的比喻当中。
In Luke chapter 15, in the parable of the prodigal son.
我们知道那个离家的浪子小儿子，他需要悔改。
We know that the younger son who had left home, he needs to repent.
他必须要回到父的家中。
He must return to his father's house.
他必须要回到父的爱里。
He must return to his father's love.
感谢神，他悔改，回转，回到父的家里。
And we thank God, he repented, he returned back to his father's house.
他再一次的享受，经历到父的爱是那样的，那样的丰盛。
He once again came to enjoy the abundance of the father's house.
而那个大儿子呢
？What about the older son？
他也需要悔改。
He also needs to repent。
因为他虽然在父的同在里
，Because even though he was in the presence of his father，
他却不认识父的慈爱。
He did not know the love of his father。
这个大儿子虽然从来没有离开父亲的身边
，Even though this older son he never left his father's side，
可是他却不认识父亲的爱是那样的真实。
He did not come to know the true reality of his father's love.
他对他的父亲说
He said to his father,
我服侍你这么多年
I have served you for so long.
从来没有违背过你的命
I have never forsaken any of your commands.
弟兄姐妹，是不是也是我们的情形
Is that our condition as well?
我们觉得我们每天读经
We feel that we read the Bible every day.
我们常常祷告
We pray often.
我们每个聚会我们都参加
We attend every meeting.
我们甚至在聚会中也参与服侍
And we also enter into service in the meetings.
但是我们对父神说
But we say to the Father,
你却没有给我一只山羊羔
Yet you have never given me a young goat,
叫我和朋友一同快乐
So that I might celebrate with my friends.
姐妹，我们是不是也是和大儿子一样不认识父的慈爱
Are we the same like this older son? We do not know the love of our father.
这个大儿子很可怜
It is very pitiful for this older son.
他因着不认识神的爱 父的爱
Because he did not know his father's love
他虽然是父亲的儿子
Even though he was the son of his father
但他与父亲的关系却好像是一个雇工与雇主的关系
The relationship he had with his father was one of a hired hand
他觉得我这样子忠心的劳苦的工作
He felt that he had labored so faithfully
好像这个雇主怎么没有好好的来报答我
Why is it that his employer had not paid him properly
这里面这大儿子何等不认识父的爱
How this older son does not, how he has not come to know the love of his father.
然而我们看见那父亲就对大儿子说
And then we see the father said to this older son.
他说儿啊
He said, son,
你常和我同在
You have always been with me.
我一切所有的都是你的
And all that is mine is yours.
弟兄姐妹，我们认识我们与父神的关系吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we understand our relationship with the Father?
我们跟父神有这样一个真实的关系吗？
Do we have that true relationship with the Father?
我们有这样的感觉说，神对我们说，儿啊。
Do you feel that God is saying to you, son?
你常和我同在。
You have always been with me.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是真实感觉到我们的父常与我们同在？
Do we truly feel that our God has always been with us?
我们是不是真实认识他的同在是那样的宝贵？
Have we truly come to know the, how precious his presence is?
如果我们认识到神的同在，
If we truly come to know his presence,
我们就摸着了他的爱。
Then you have touched his love.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
我们的神在哪里？
Wherever God is,
哪里就是爱。
There you have love.
哪里就有爱。
There love is.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们这样子，我们如果不是这样认识神的爱，
If you do not know his love,
我们怎么能够扎根在他的爱里？
How can you be rooted in his love?
如果我们不认识神同在的宝贵，
If you do not know the preciousness of his presence,
我们怎么能够扎根在他的爱里？
How can you be rooted in his love?
这里父亲对大儿子说，
And so the father says to the son,
我一切所有的都是你的。
All that is mine is yours.
弟兄姐妹，我们认识这件事情，
Brothers and sisters, do we know this?
还是我们像那个大儿子一样，
Or do we feel just like the older son?
我们觉得我们这样的辛苦的追求，
That we have pursued so,
我们这样的辛苦的服事，
we have labored, And we have labored so much in our service.
那我的报答在哪里？
Where's my payment for this?
愿早晨主也对我们每个人心说话，
May the Lord speak to all of our hearts this morning.
愿主对我们每一个人这样子说，
May the Lord say to every one of us,
儿啊，你常有我同在。
Son, you have always been with me.
我一切所有的都是你。
And all that is mine is yours.
弟兄姐妹，父的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Brothers and sisters, the love of the Father is so high, wide, long, and deep.
望在这新的一年里头，
We hope that in this new year,
我们能够更真实认识他的同在。
We may come to know the reality of his presence.
我们能够更真实的来经历他的爱。
We may come to know even more his love.
好像我们能够扎根在他的爱。
So that we can be rooted and grounded in love.
不仅如此，
Not only so,
感谢神，我们能够与众圣徒一同来明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
We can come to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, height, and depth.
在刚过去的青年冬令会里头，
In the youth winter retreat that just passed,
感谢赞美神，
we give thanks and praise to the
各方各面丰富的供应和祝福。
In so many ways, he has provided and blessed.
其中有一位年轻弟兄，他做了这样一个见证。
There is a young brother who gave this testimony.
因为他去了一个地方，在那里学习。
Because he went away to go and study.
他就没有一个很好的属灵环境能够供应他。
He did not have a very good spiritual environment to provide for him.
叫我们弟兄里头十分的渴慕。
So in his heart, there was great desire, hunger.
因为他没有一个属灵的家，能够与亲亲爱主弟兄姐妹一同来追求主。
Since he did not have a spiritual family so that he could pursue the Lord together with.
非常的干渴。
And so he felt very dry and thirsty.
然后呢，他就跟主祷告。
So he prayed to the Lord.
求主来帮助他。
That the Lord would help him.
就有一次他回到我们中间聚会。
So one time he came back to meet with us.
心里面就立下一个心愿。
And in his heart he made this, He set his will, a wish.
是主那天早晨主所说的话，就是他回去以后呢，他要好好的来追求，来遵行的。
That what the Lord would say to him that day, he would go back and he would obey it.
整天早上他就听到了主的话说，说要将主的话当做食物吃下去。
And so that day, the word of the Lord was that he was to take God's word as his food.
就他就回去到他学习的地方呢。他就好好的读神的话。
And so he went back to where he was studying to read God's word diligently.
他很用力的读神的话。
And with a lot of diligence, he read God's word.
他盼望他真是能够把主的话当食物吃下去。
He really hoped that God's word would be his food.
他也羡慕像其他弟兄姐妹一样，神能够向他显现。
And he admired after other brothers and sisters so that God would also reveal himself to
him. 当他读主的话语的时候，
while he was reading God's word.
过了一段时间，
And after a period of time,
他就在主面前非常的迫切的祷告。
He prayed very desperately before the Lord.
就有一次主就向他显现。
And so the Lord revealed to him one time.
主就问他一个问题。
And the Lord asked him a question.
你愿意为我放下一切你所追求的吗？
Are you willing to place down everything that you seek after?
哎呀，我们弟兄，这个主向他显现，问了这么一个问题。
And after the Lord revealed himself to him and asked him that question,
一方面他很激动,
on one hand, he was greatly moved.
一方面他也很难过,
on the other hand, he was very sad.
所以他对主说,
so he said to the Lord,
他说不行,
he said, no.
他说我还这么年轻,
I'm still so young.
他说我还大好的前程,
I have a great future ahead of me.
世界上还有好多东西是我还没有抓到的。
There's so many things in this world that I have not grabbed a hold of yet.
哎呀,我怎么能够放弃呢?
How can I let go of everything?
但主没有放过他,
but the Lord did not let him go.
主再一次问他,
the Lord asked him again,
有我还不够?
Am I not enough for you?
哎呀, 当主在向我们弟兄问这个问题,
so when the Lord asked this question to our brother,
我们弟兄里头就更难过,
in his heart, he was even more sorrowful.
因为主的爱在他心里头在那里激励他,
because of the love of the Lord constrained him.
主问他说, 有我够不够?
The Lord asked him, am I not enough?
我们弟兄, 他在那里,
and our brother struggled.
他说, 啊,
he said, Lord, it's not enough.
他说,
I can't let go.
主再一次在他的大爱里头,再向他问这一次,问这个问题,
so the Lord, in his great love, again asked him,
有我够不够?
Am I enough?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
我们弟兄服下来,
our brother submitted.
他在主的爱里服下来,
he submitted beneath the love of the Lord.
他真的就服下来了,
and he truly submitted.
在扑倒在地上,
that he lay flat on the floor.
在主的面前流泪祷告,
and wept and prayed before the Lord.
他向主说,
and he said,
主啊, 有你就够,
Lord, you are enough.
他在那里一直流泪,
and he continued to weep.
主的爱在那里一直激励他,
and the love of the Lord continued to encourage
他说, 主啊, 有你就够了,
and he said, Lord, you are enough.
当他起来的时候,
so when he got up,
已经过了20多分钟,
it had already been 20-some minutes.
弟兄姐妹, 很多时候不是我们能够放得下,
so many times, brothers and sisters, it's not that we can let go.
很多时候我们是放不下,
oftentimes, we cannot let go.
然而当基督的爱成为我们的充满我们的全心,
may the love of the Lord fill all our heart.
当他那得胜的爱在我们心里头,
so that when his victorious love is in our heart,
我们就能够回答我们的主,
we can then respond to our Lord,
说主啊, 有你就够了,
and say, Lord, you are enough. May the Lord bless his words. Shall we bow for a word of prayer? Lord, we thank you. It's not that we love you, but because you have first loved us.
是的,当我们还做罪人的时候,
Lord, yes, while we were still sinners, while we still rejected you,
当我们还常常抵挡你的时候,
and while we often were against you,
主,你仍然用那不失败的爱在爱着我,
you still have loved us with that all victorious love. So Lord, we thank you with all our heart. In this new year,
主啊,愿你的爱继续地激励我们,
may your love continue to encourage and constrain us.
主啊,愿你圣灵的火继续地燃烧我们,
may this, the fire of the Holy Spirit continue to consume us.
主啊,愿你在这新的一年里头,
so that in this new year,
主你自己亲自使我们全心诚爱,
may you yourself allow all our heart to be love.
主叫我们不仅扎根在你的话语里,
so not only would we take root in your word,
叫我们不仅能够顺服你的命令,
so not only would we obey your commands,
主叫我们能够在你的爱里扎根,
but may we also be rooted in your love,
叫我们能够全心诚爱,
so that all our heart would be love.
主在这新的一年里头你帮助我们,
in this new year, please help us,
帮助我们往下扎根,
help us to take root downward,
好叫我们能够向上结果,
so that we may bear fruit upward,
叫我们能够归荣耀给神,
so that we would give all the glory to God,
也叫我们能够显明我们是你的门徒,
so that we can also manifest that we are your disciples.
我们感谢赞美你,
we give thanks and praise to you,
因为在人是不能的,
because with man it is impossible,
但是在你凡事都能,
but with God all things are possible,
因为万军之耶和华的热心,
because the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. May you gain glory in us. This is what you deserve. Hear our prayer in Jesus' most victorious name. Amen.